Thank you, Damien, and good afternoon. Sheriff's deputies investigating a home invasion robbery last Thursday, an incident that resulted in the arrest of three men, have found a sawed-off shotgun and a semi-automatic pistol believed to have been used during the robbery. Deputies searching an area off Highway 299 found the weapons, as well as a motorcycle stolen during the robbery near Bayer Road in the Redwood Valley area. Three men, Leonard McCovey, William Parks, and Tierney Perry, were arrested after deputies and CHP officers followed them into the parking lot at the Blue Lake Casino. The men are alleged to have threatened a 71-year-old homeowner and his 60-year-old neighbor with the weapons during the robbery in which they stole several pounds of marijuana and the motorcycle. All three men were booked into county jail on numerous charges. CHP officials identified the victim of a fatal traffic collision on Highway 299 on Saturday afternoon as 65-year-old Reading resident Leslie Irene Charles. Charles was in the backseat of a pickup truck driven by a McKinleyville man when they collided with a vehicle driven by Reading resident Rama Sanders. Sanders was driving eastbound near East Fork Campground when she lost control of her vehicle and crossed into the opposite lane, directly into the path of the truck. The force of the collision sent Sanders' car off the roadway and down a steep hillside, where it came to rest between two trees about 70 feet down. Charles suffered fatal injuries despite life-saving efforts from emergency personnel. Sanders suffered major injuries and was airlifted from Berry Summit to Reading for medical care. The Mendocino County Sheriff's Office is searching for 24-year-old Eureka resident Artemio Chavez, a man who fled a traffic stop outside of the Mendocino National Forest on October 26th. Law enforcement officers with the United States Forest Service attempted to stop two vehicles leaving the forest as the occupants were suspected of growing marijuana on forest lands. The four occupants of the two vehicles, including Chavez, jumped out of the cars while they were still moving and fled the scene, allowing the vehicles to crash. Officers located over 40 pounds of processed marijuana in one of the crashed vehicles. On Thursday, the sheriff's office received a call from the family of Chavez, who said that they had not heard from him since the incident. Chavez is described as a Hispanic adult male, 5'7", 190 pounds, with short-shaven black hair and brown eyes. He was last seen wearing blue jeans, tennis shoes, and a gray hooded sweatshirt. Anyone with information as to Chavez's whereabouts is asked to contact the Mendocino County Sheriff's Office. The Humboldt County Sheriff's Office received a call from a 19-year-old woman on Sunday who was assaulted in her home in the 2600 block of Hall Avenue in Eureka. A deputy arrived on scene and met with the woman, who had visible injuries all over her body. She told the deputy that she came home from work and was attacked by a dark-skinned male who had broken into her house. The suspect punched the victim all over her body before she escaped and ran into the front yard. The suspect then tackled her and continued to punch her. An unknown man witnessed the assault and threatened to call the police, at which point the suspect fled on foot. The suspect is described as being in his mid-30s, 6 feet tall, with a shaved head and a black mustache. He was wearing a white t-shirt, blue jeans, has multiple tattoos on his arms, and is believed to have fresh scratch marks on his face. Anyone with information is asked to contact the sheriff's office. You're listening to KINS News. We'll be right back after this.
Remember your first job? Odds are it was with a store right in your own neighborhood. Now it's your kids hunting for their first job. It's great to have local businesses willing and able to hire local kids. So the next time you go shopping, please invest in your own family's future. Put your dollars to work here at home.
Hi, I'm Mark Diaz from Northwood Hyundai. We have the savings and we have the Hyundais. Come down and take advantage of this great opportunity with Hyundai and Northwood Hyundai, Eureka.
You're listening to KINS News and Information. Detectives with the Eureka Police Department's POP team responded to a motel in the 4200 block of Broadway after receiving reports of drug trafficking. Detectives contacted 51-year-old Michael Silva and 28-year-old Michelle Banda in neighboring motel rooms and located approximately 27.6 grams of heroin. Banda was arrested and booked on charges of possession and probation violations. Silva was arrested for possession and outstanding warrants, but was cited and released for medical reasons. Firefighters from the Arcata Fire Protection District, along with volunteers from Field Brook, responded to a report of a barn fire on Warner Road early Saturday morning. When engine companies reached the scene, they found a barn fully involved and threatening to spread fire to nearby structures. Fire crews were able to knock the blaze down to prevent its spread and had the fire under control within 20 minutes. The cause of the fire remains under investigation and there were no injuries reported. And the Fortuna Police Department arrested 37-year-old Corbett Michael Baird of Scotia last week following a traffic stop at Kenmar Road and Highway 101 in Fortuna. Officers found approximately 150 pounds of dried marijuana in a trailer Baird was hauling, and he was booked on possession and transportation charges. And that's the news for KINS News and Information. I'm Stephen Walker.